Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like
Sound.
You.
This is Suzanne Toro, and this is brought to you by Be Simply. This is a Soul and Luna cycle segment integrated. And our full moon will arrive around 4:28 p.m. on a month known as April and a date that will be remembered as the 23rd of year 2024. And as we approach this full moon, you might start to have already felt the energy as it rises and aligning yourself with the action that you personally are ready to take. And as we've been going through these moments here collectively as a human race here on the earth plane, I want to remind each and every one of you that this is, just as I mentioned last time, this like wavy experience where we're experiencing being pulled up and pulled down at the same time, irregardless of where you are on the planet and what season you're in. So if you want to ride these waves with a little bit more grace, or if you're already there, fantastic, is to really feel into the rhythm per day. It might feel like there's a lot of energy supporting you at one part of the day, and then all of a sudden it might diminish. Try to be easy with yourself when that happens. Rest and give yourself the space if you can, just to be. And then when you feel the energy rise, ride that wave. This is really like a true metaphorical surfing moment. So you'll know when it's time to pop up on your board and ride it into shore. And other times it might be time to roll, duck dive, or just sit out beyond the break and take a rest. Whatever it may be, each one of you will have a unique rhythm. And that's important as we find our pace for this moment throughout the remainder of this annual solar cycle. The other part that I want to encourage all of you is that as we move into this season, especially here in the northern hemisphere of action, and our brothers and sisters that are moving into more of repose, It's important to harness the energy of spring. And part of that energy, as I've mentioned before, for spring is helping push through some of the stagnation in our liver and can cause some anger. And that anger is best harnessed, meaning that you grab onto it and you don't just immediately erupt. And if you become more and more skilled at understanding when your heat is rising and what to do with it rather than to lash out externally, you will save a very potent energy for yourself and so that you can take this graceful action. So even before you feel like you want to rant and go off or physically go off or emotionally go off, mentally, using it, even spiritually, I really encourage you to harness the energy and sit with it like a ball of fire. And rather than keep adding more wood energy to it, just hold it and then see where you want to put it until it gets to a level of potency where you can manage it. What will happen is if you take that energy in rather than relinquish it potentially to the trigger, the external trigger or the internal trigger, you will have more energy, more chi to move forward with. Also, the liver will benefit because it'll be able to push through some of that stagnation that can happen through the physical body, through the liver and the gallbladder, and you'll be running like a smooth oiled machine. And this is something that's really important because as a collective human race, this emotion of anger is really frowned upon, even in theological systems where it's to encouraged not to be angry. And potentially, if you release it too quickly, you will enter into the realms of HE double hockey sticks. You'll enter into a realm of that, and then you'll start attracting that and start to create a field of energy that could take out a village, and that will leave a big negative deficit in your cosmic bank account, all from one moment. And if you think about maybe some of you, the inner work you've done and generational work you've done, and you've come from maybe a family that has parents or grandparents that were part of World War II, Vietnam, and then even great-grandparents or grandparents from World War I, I think that's still possible, that this war field is still working our way through our ancestry. And as we are relinquishing this, we're coming into balance with the emotion of anger. And so this anger emotion is really meant to propel any of us into action. However, if we get the ignition and we just blast off like a firecracker or a volcano without taking a pause and really discerning where to take that action, it won't serve anyone and it'll deplete you. And again, as mentioned, will detract from your cosmic bank account. And if you reflect on any time that you've gotten really angry or upset, it might have left a pretty big imprint in your psyche, which we want to wipe that away. We'll talk about that in a moment. But also, you might remember that depletion in your entire system where you're just like, ugh. And so what happens in the darker forces is that the reason, this is a term that's used in many pathologies, is that they'll bait the person that is overrun by dark forces is baiting someone that they're predatory to, whether they're subconscious or conscious about it. And as they bait them, once they get them to bait, that person might react to the predator in a raw way. And then what happens is that predator actually feeds off that energy and harnesses it. So rather than do that, you want to harness it for yourself and not fall for the bait. In addition, as you harness it, then you decide where you want to place it. Bit by bit, this anger and fear and sadness will be leaving this dimensional field so we can enter into mastery. However, this is the time to put the work in, especially when we have grief and anger seasons, opposing forces right now, is that if we can harness both of those energies and flip it. And so with anger, it requires a level of patience and discernment. And then with grief, it requires a willingness to find joy and transmute that grief that can drain you into joy. And that's a powerful practice. And again, the same thing is you're harnessing the energy and converting it to something that's beneficial. So from there, the other aspect of this is I want to encourage you as you start to become aware. And for some of you, you maybe have never given yourself the permission to be angry, maybe because you've had an angry force in and around you karmically where it doesn't seem like your go-to. It's really important to understand. And that's why the other point of both fall and spring are to learn to use the voice and to actually spend time learning how to express grief, to express anger in a way that it can be received and isn't put out there as a prod to the person that you're trying to get at. And this is where people will start manipulating one another because they have unresolved emotions. And so they'll use their grief, they'll use their anger, they'll use their victimhood to get people to support them. And that's very draining, not only on you, but the people that you reach out to rely on. If they're not in a wellness field like myself or they haven't dedicated their life to that, you're really best to turn towards someone that's equipped and trained to listen and help you process and liberate yourself from those cycles. So as we go into this full moon, why this is so important is, especially on full moon for women, this is when women and maidens, this is when you would be ovulating. And this energy of ovulation, and if some of you out there are listening and say, I'm having my moon cycle on the full moon, that's okay. Just listen to hear me out, because it'll just be the opposite for you on the new moon. But this is when you would be ovulating. This is when you would take action. And even if you're past your menstruation, your moon cycles, still use the full moon as a point of action. Use the alchemical extra charge that is being given to you to move forward, to take action and move in grace with focus. Now, where we fall right now is there's so much going on. There's so many balls in the air that can pull at you to look here, look there, get upset here, cause confusion and all of these things. And so it's going to become more and more important that you spend the majority of your time interacting with the physical world around you, the communities around you. It's wonderful that we can have global conversations. We can jump in and jump out as needed. We can even be helped via these mechanisms. Yet you want to make sure the majority of your day is spent with the physical world in and around you. This is going to become increasingly important, because as we enter into this epoch here on planet Earth, not only are you going to be consistently manifesting, you want to protect your mind, you want to protect your heart and your soul. Because when you're in an era of manifesting and mastery, things can amplify rather quickly. So then when you go into digital spaces and advertising spaces and people trying to pull your attention here, there, or the other, or get an emotional response out of you to manipulate you into doing something out of fear or all of these things, that is going to impact the mastery that you're creating. And so we will be going through a reversal process as we enter in to this new era, because the reversal process brings us back to more of a natural state, and even back to a period of time when the human element that we are and our natural ecosystem can calibrate and work together. When we have these artificial interfaces pushing faster than your destiny, your karmic destiny, then that will have a definite impact on each and every one of you. As I'll always tell my students and my clients, there is no shortcuts in your eternal path. There is a choice in all moments to take right action. And that might actually make your journey a little bit more fluid, let's say. But taking a shortcut will require you, like in Monopoly, to go back to the beginning, or Candyland, I guess is a better one, where you have to go back to the start, and that's not what you want to do. So steady as you move forward, and with great mindfulness. So outside of harnessing your emotions, especially at this full moon, is to really notice. And typically we can look back the past 2 weeks and say, what was going on? What was being presented to me? And what have I shed? And what am I still digesting? More than likely that can get amplified at the full moon or over the next week. And if you're aware, then you won't get bit, as they would say, by the moon. And then from here, the other component that's really important, because when you're taking action and building and creating and actually working to creating is like manifesting. Manifesting is used a lot, but it takes action to create. So as you're manifesting, there's a level of focus that's required. So another reason to limit the amount of artificial spaces that you go into. Yeah, that can be fun, but keep it in perspective. If anything artificial is driving you more than several hours a day, I would limit it. So, and kind of my recipe, and I go back to even like what I would allow my kids when they were young, was like two videos. That would be two 30-minute shows. So I know it's a trend for many people to binge watch, to go to movies multiple times a week. Really, you want to go quality versus quantity. So you want to really seek out some amazing creators, because all this manipulated creation is going to go by the wayside, because people are going to naturally be magnetizing to things that have depth, that have this authentic nature, and there's not a little coyote, a trickster involved trying to manipulate you. So this is why at this moon from here forward, every action you take, you want to do it with a focus. And if that means you clear your slate so you can really focus on the things that you know that you're to create and build from this point forward, I really encourage you to get clear with that. And it'll be really rewarding. So no matter where you've been until this point, there's certain things that you are destined to do. And if you show up for them and you really give it your purity, it will benefit you. However, if you're faking it, you're pretending, then it'll really fall to pieces quickly. So it's better to be honest with where you're at with it. And then you'll put in the space to refine. And this is probably the biggest manipulation most of humanity has been under, is that we have an eternal path. And so if you master something in one lifetime, you will be destined to pick that up and continue refining it and continue to serve with it just in different ways, depending on what the world around you needs. And as we get rid of all the smokes and mirrors, you'll realize that something is very different about how we'll be serving our humanity. It'll be a lot simpler, I feel. So it'll take some space for everyone to figure this out. But if you have a few clues, or if you want some help understanding what I'm saying here, reach out to me. But the biggest key here is to really start to have a level of understanding at where you're being directed along your path and your rhythm. And when these emotions rise up, positive emotions and diminishing emotions, that you can treat them equal, you can harness them and convert them to an energy before you yield and step into action. This will allow you to be much more graceful. And if you think about the emotions that bother you the most, that you tend to be reactive with, those are really powerful places to do inner work and to keep meeting it. And remember, be gentle with yourself, because this is a practice. We're not going to be perfect at it, and then we forget, and then we have to remember again. And it's a humbling process, but at the same time, it's super, super powerful. And it's so exciting, because we all get to be a part of this huge transformation, not only for ourselves, but for our ancestral lineage and humanity here on planet Earth. So with that being said, we're going to dive into our meditation, a silent meditation. I encourage each and every one of you, just to, if your mind's really busy, to add a focal point that you'll stare at. This will help your mind quiet down. And then from there, we're going to just come up into an upright seated position, if that's possible, as you extend up and drop down your shoulders, find a focal point down in front of you, and then take a nice, gentle breath in. And exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Another one, inhale. And
I'm running.
gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And one more inhale. And exhale. And then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
bougie. Thank you.
Neve ya Thank you.
Taking a soft, gentle breath in and out of your heart center, gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale and exhale. Another one, inhale and exhale. And as you continue to breathe in and out, I welcome you to just prepare yourself to come up into an upright seated position when you're ready. And just as you digest maybe anything that came to you, I welcome each and every one of you just to feel into this moment in space, that if you're ready to really take responsibility with your emotions, not only learning to identify them and to harness them in a way that can lead to your graceful action, in addition, that you understand as you learn this and practice this, that that will help you show up authentically with your voice, with even your mind and your fluid motion, so it'll feel much more effortless. And if you're ready, you can start forward so that you can focus where you need to. Again, eliminating as much artificial interference so that you can be present with the ecosystem that is in and around you. So it doesn't have to feel like it's a far, far away place. And so the other point that I forgot to mention earlier was that if past things are still embedded in your mind or weighing on you in your emotional body or weighing in your physical body, this is that moment to really think about rolling out that yarn, is the metaphor I like to use, is like a ball of yarn, or sweeping it physically out of your mind or your body, just dissipating that energy. And every time that comes up, that's an opportunity. And if those emotions really grab you, it's a time just to get moving. Like, move, bilateral movement's a great thing to do, especially if it's an emotion like anger for springtime. And then allowing yourself to, you know, just be with that. And that'll help your liver out very well too, to have that bilateral movement in your brain. And then if you're in the southern hemisphere and that grief sets in, a good thing is movement. You can move to bounce, jump to help shake that off. If you're not feeling the ability to move, then move outdoors and lay on the earth, and or put your back to a tree. If you have a four-legged friend, bring them up close by, help you transmute that energy much more rapidly. And if each time you're willing to release it, the better. And then the final point I'll mention about that releasing the past is stop speaking about it. Have a safe space to go to. Come to someone like myself or another professional where you can speak about it, but stop telling your story to the whole world over and over and over again. You're re-amplifying, you're recharging the past, and that prevents you from moving forward with the future. That's why I spoke about our history. This is one of the grandest manipulations in a long time to a planetary system. And we could spend a lot of time trying to figure that out. However, it's best to really understand that what you need to know will come up naturally as it's supposed to. You don't have to overforce it. And then as you move forward, you can have those inquiries, and trust me, the universe will provide you with the answers that you need in the right moment. So sweep, roll it out, get that body moving, and start taking responsibility for your emotions from the inside out, and learn to use your words. I imagine everyone that's listening to this is an adult. Use your words like an adult, with compassion and kindness. So with that being said, I want to thank each and every one of you for spending these moments with me and all of us. I want to thank Random Rab, Kadri Scott and Dante Marino. Please support the arts. Their links are below. This is the new world that we're moving into. It's really cultivating authentic spiritual understanding of thyself and mastering over the arts in a way. And everything's artistic, really. Everything's artistic. And so it's those two things will be the umbrellas with which we get to lean into this dynamic new era. We're going to exit out with Kadri Scott, her new song called River. Until the next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a bright smile, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simple.
Just stand still.